That was Marriage is Love, read by Stephen Cummins, who was chatting to us before the break about the Accord Golden Jubilee. And we say happy anniversary to the Kildare Accord Centre, which is based in Newbridge. OK, moving on. I'm joined in studio this morning by Maeve Mahon from the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. Hi, Maeve.
Hi, Brenda. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining me in studio.
Good.
Now, a busy week and weekend lies ahead for the diocese next weekend. Tell me why.
Well, we're just about at the end of our preparations for our Diocesan Eucharistic Congress, a place at the table, which is taking place next Friday and Saturday, that's 9th and 10th of March, in Carlow College, Carlow Cathedral and in the parish centre in Carlow itself.
OK, and how many bookings have you at this stage?
Well, as I was leaving the office, Christine was still inputting data and we were up to almost 650, close to 700 people have booked in.
Okay, that's for the main congress.
That's for the main event. Yeah. That's people booking in for workshops, people turning up obviously to sing at the Mass on Saturday evening and all sorts of others in between.
Great. And can people still book?
They can. Our online booking, I'll probably be shot for that now when Christine hears me say that, but our online booking closes today and that's www.candle.ie/congress and that will close today at 5 o'clock because we just can't take any more in that area. We'll accept postal bookings till Tuesday, which is the 6th of March. And at that point, I think we'll have to close that down, just in fairness to try to allocate rooms properly to workshop presenters and make sure we have enough space, physical space in rooms for people. We probably will be able to take a small number of people on the day. There will be people who will just turn up. The Irish don't like making bookings or making reservations for things. So we're expecting some people just to turn up and we'll be able to accommodate a few, but not a huge number, obviously. We're almost at the limit.
So what you're saying is really people need to get their skates on.
They do.
And if you, I mean, obviously, the earlier you book, I mean, at this stage, it's even late for me to be saying this, the better choice of workshops you
Indeed,
have.
We've had to close out some of our workshops already because they were oversubscribed. So there are people already who are only getting their second choice workshop. Some people put a limit on their workshops, and that was fair enough because they had very much a sort of an experiential approach to their workshop. So particularly the prayer workshops, which are proving incredibly popular, some of those had a limit of 35 to 40 people, and they're well booked out at this stage, but there are others that will accommodate larger numbers.
Now, you mentioned the theme, A Place at the Table. How was that theme decided on?
That was really one of those things done by committee, which is very unusual. The steering group the steering group who planned for the Congress sat down around the table, gosh, I suppose, what, 4 or 5 months ago now, and really just thrashed out, what do we want to say here? And A Place at the Table was offered and everybody thought, yeah, that's an interesting theme. It allows for all sorts of questions and observations and comments and discussion.
Now, you have three keynote speakers and we'll talk about the workshops in a minute, but who are the keynote speakers?
Baroness Nuala O'Loan, who's no stranger to the diocese. She's been here a number of times and has always proved a very popular and obviously a wonderful speaker.
Controversial at times?
At times. She certainly doesn't pull her punches and she's not afraid to say what she thinks, which is fantastic to hear. And she's talking on Friday night in the cathedral. She's our opening speaker. Saturday we have Michael Drum, who's a priest of the Diocese of Elphin and at the moment is chair of the Catholic Schools Partnership Council, and he will be very familiar to people who have any interest in Catholic education because his voice and his face are everywhere with regard to that.
And he's also very entertaining.
Very entertaining speaker. And this whole area of sacrament and which he's speaking on, the word and the table, is just second nature to him at this stage. It's the area that he did a huge amount of work on in a previous existence. And then finally, and we're going to talk about controversial, we have Peter McVerry, the Jesuit, who everybody will know, who's very much an advocate for those who are on the margins and who need support. And he's speaking, very challenging title, Church of Service or a Church of Services. So I'm really looking forward to hear what he's going to say about that.
I think I've booked for that.
That's a keynote. So that's in the cathedral.
Yeah.
So we have
all are welcome.
Hopefully plenty of space at that.
Yeah. Well, I think even if the standing room only,
yes,
I'll be at that.
Yes,
one for definite.
Yeah.
Now, the workshops, there's 33 workshops, I think.
33, indeed. We have one Polish work. Well done. I was about to say, no, 32, but no, there are 33. There's a Polish workshop, which again is attracting a lot of interest, it's a workshop in Polish, so it's for people who speak Polish.
And who's giving that?
Today is one of our priests, who is a chaplain to the Polish community. And one of our other priests, who ministers to the Slovakian community, Gaspar, is doing what proves to be another very popular workshop on being a Catholic in a persecuted regime under communist rule. So that's an interesting one as well.
And I'd like to take the opportunity to plug my own workshop.
See, I wouldn't do that for you, but you can do it for yourself.
On the Saturday afternoon, I'm talking about parenting in a virtual world. So
it's also popular, Brenda.
Oh, is it? Oh, great. That's good to hear. No pressure. I better get my skates on and get it finished.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it because the variety of workshops is super. And the response to the workshops has been very interesting because almost every workshop is attracting some level of interest.
It's huge. I mean, it's extraordinary. Even at the National Eucharistic Congress that was held in Knock in June last year, I think there were four workshops or five workshops available. I just cannot believe the amount of logistical work that's kind of had to be put in to bring this together.
Indeed, and still has to be done next week.
Yes.
But no, we're managing, and Christine in the office is doing a fantastic job of inputting all the information as it comes into us.
Now, there's three other elements to the Congress. There's a schools day, there's a youth day, and there's also input from primary schools. Will you maybe talk to me about the schools day and the youth day first?
Okay, the schools day has closed. We have over 500 students coming to St. Leo's College in Carlow on Thursday of next week, which is March the 8th. It begins, I suppose, the whole weekend, if you like. And that's a day in which they're being treated to Elation Ministries, the song and the wonderful music that they create. Father Benny McHale is speaking with them, Alpha. So there's a whole range of workshops and activities for the youngsters that day. And as I say, they're coming from, we have 39 post-primary schools in the diocese and 18 of them are coming to the event from across the diocese. So we're really happy. Unfortunately, we've had to close it. We can't fit in any more people.
Good complaint.
Which is a great complaint. But we're hoping that some of those who perhaps are disappointed about not being able to come on Thursday might come along on Saturday when we're having a parallel youth event to the main event. And that's happening now in fact, I think we've just changed the venue. It's going to happen in Skulmuirigan Small. Rather than in St. Leo's College, but people needn't worry about that. That'll be sorted out on the day. Booking is still open for that, and we'd be delighted to have some more young people attend that.
What age group can come to that?
16 to 25. Now, obviously, if you feel like you're young at heart and you'd like to come along, please don't feel that just because you're over 25 you can't come.
Count me in.
You're more than welcome. Obviously, the 16 to 18s need parental consent, so they must apply by post or at least send in their booking forms by post.
Okay. Now, you didn't want to leave out primary schools, so you've a really, really novel and unique way to involve the primary schools across the diocese.
Yeah, and just yesterday evening I had my first glimpse of how this is going to look on Saturday the 10th, and it was just one. Wonderful. We've invited all the primary schools, all our Catholic primary schools in the diocese, of which there are 173, to design on a square of material, which is 20 centimetres square, what the place of the table means to them. And we've now received back almost all of those. We've only, I think, six schools in the diocese that haven't participated, which in itself is tremendous. And a wonderful woman in Carlow called Betty Murphy is busily sewing all those squares together onto a cloth, an altar cloth, which is going to be used to decorate the altar on March 8th at our 6:15 Eucharist, which will close the Congress. So it's going to be tremendous. It's 12 foot by 9. It's huge.
Wow,
we had to put 10 tables together yesterday to spread it out so that Betty could begin pinning it all together. And it really, we have some photographs which we're hoping to put on the website today, and it looks fantastic. So well done to all our schools.
It sounds amazing. Yeah.
It will be available then after the Congress to schools and to parishes if they'd like to use it for a prayer service or a special event. We'll keep it safely in Carlow, obviously, but they'll be able to take it. And for me, I hope it's going to be a living memory for our schools as the preparation, not just for the Diocesan Congress, but also for the National Congress.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but just remind me of the dates again and give us the website address.
March 9 and 10, Friday and Saturday of next week. And the website is www.candle.ie/congress for online booking. But there should be brochures still available in churches all over the diocese.
Okay, that's great. Thanks a million for coming into studio, Maeve.
Thanks for having me, Brenda.
You're welcome. That was Maeve Mahon from Faith Development Services in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin. And we're going to hear the official hymn now for the International Eucharistic Congress in June. This is Though We Are Many.